That's the Shemesh Boch. It begins Perg Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam Sichas Tumas Meis, the laws that apply to the Tumah that emanates from a corpse, in the second Perg, in the Sefer of Tahara, in the Book of Purity, which in this Perg, the Rambam discusses the things from a mess that do contaminate, that do have ritual impurity, as the Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding a nafel, which is a stillborn, or an olive-sized flesh from a dead person, or netzel, which is this liquid that oozes out. As Rambam gives halacha alf, hanetzel is stillborn, which the baby was born dead before it was full term. So ava bishadayin lo neskasha evada bagidin. So although its limbs has not yet become connected with the ligaments, metamba b'magav b'masav oil still will contaminate by touch, by carrying, and or with being in the same oil, like an adult that dies, because it's in the pasuk in Bamidbar, someone touch a dead person for every soul of a person, the word lakol is coming to include even the nafel. So to an olive size of flesh from a dead person, whether it's moist, or whether it's dry like a piece of earthenware, it contaminates like that of a complete dead person. And the hanotzel ba'basar, metame bekezayis, also the notzel of the flesh, contaminates also in the size of an olive. And zehu notzel, what's notzel? Zeh ha'basar shenemarech, this is the flesh that dissolved, that got liquidy. And v'nasa lichasrucha became like this putrid liquid. V'hu shetikrish isa ha'lecha nimtzis min ha'mes. And this is that it congeals this moisture that is derived from a dead person. Because Shem Karsha, if it congeals, Bidush, Shem Ribsar, then you know it's from the flesh, it just got it got more liquefied. But when it congeals, then you know it's from flesh. But from Loy Karsha, if it doesn't congeal, in Metam, then it's not going to be Metam. Shem Akicha Benihu, because maybe it's from his phlegm, maybe it's from some of the other liquids, and therefore, then it would not have the halacha of the tumah of the mess. Halacha base. Now, Afa Pesha Shem Kurma Halacha Mesh Mesinahem, although all these measurements are Halacha Mesh Mesinahem, but Am Chacham, the sages said an explanation. The beginning of formation of the person is the size of an olive in the womb. And that's why, as we said in the previous halacha, the measurement for the tumah of his flesh is also the size of an olive. Halacha Gimel contains regarding what's known as Eivir min Achai. Eivir shenechtach min ha'odem achai. A limb that got cut off from a living person. So that limb, havei kamei shalom, it's dead, it's not connected to the live person. It's like an intact corpse. And therefore, metame b'magav masav oil, it contaminates by being touched, carried in the same oil. I feel ever cut in shel ben yamin, even if it's a small limb of an infant, of a day old baby. Sheivar ain't lim shir, because the minimum size of a limb doesn't have a measurement. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, b'chulish yigal pnei hasod b'chalal chayav, whatever's going to touch on the surface of the field that was slain by the sword. Where b'hadav you do it, it's well known. Shedin chalal chayav, the halacha of a dead person which was slain by the swords, kedin chalal evan is whether it became killed by stone, chalal shadvam was killed by some other things. From tradition, they taught shalei bozeh ela letamin agi be'ever. It's only coming to tell us to contaminate that which is touched by a limb, shepalat to acher, that was cut off by the sword, no matter what size it is, where that's what the sword had cut off, it's always going to have the tumah, no matter what size the aver is. Now, but when we say this, as long as the limb is intact, as it was created, which is three elements, basar, flesh, begidim, and ligaments, vatsamis, and bone. Shnei, like it says in the pasuk, oy ve'etzem adam, or in the bone of a person, which etzem shuka adam. The bone is like the person, which is ma'adam, just like the person, basar, begidim, vatsamis, is composed of and comprised of flesh, ligaments, and bone. Af even nechai sotu, a limb from a living person, Achyi kibriyas has to be the way it was created. Basa gid matzamas, flesh, ligaments, and bone. Avobad, hakoya, the kidney, valoshin, the tongue, or creates been things similar to that. Av bishin, even bif nathma, although they're a limb on their own, an organ. Hoyo the imbem etzim, since there's no bone. I didn't, kishar basa is asking halacha, like all of the flesh, with its halacha. Not like this unique stringency, no matter what the size is, of that of a limb. Now, chasim and etzim shall eva kosher, if it's missing from the bone of that limb, even the minute amount, harei eva kulitar, so then the limb is totally purified. Chasim and besari, now if it's missing from the flesh, im nishol of basar, if it remains on it, the amount of flesh, shiro lalis bayarucha bechai v'yisrap b'yishlam, that would be enough flesh, that if it was on a living person, would regenerate and get healed and complete it. Harei zametam b'magam masav oil, so that enough, that's considered enough flesh to make the limb into a limb, to contaminate by touch, carrying an oil. Not vimla, but if it was missing the flesh, and it's not enough to even regenerate on a living person, metamba b'magamas, it'll contaminate by touch and by being carried, but in metam oil, then this limb will not have the tum of oil. And flesh, not a limb, but just flesh that got detached from a living person, is tar is tar. And machin etzem b'lei basa, so too if just bone without flesh, ha'poyish m'lachai, that's being separated from a living person, is tar is going to be tar. Now this was all said regarding a limb from a living person. Halacha dal now contains regarding a limb from a dead person. Ever ha'poyish min hames, if a limb is disconnected from a dead person. So metama b'maga b'masa b'oil kames, so it contaminates by touch, carrying in the same oil like a mess. Again, as long as the limb is intact as it was created. Flesh, ligaments, and bone. Chasa asmai, but it's missing from the bone. If nishal of basik is ice, if it at least has the size of flesh of an olive size, metamik meshalm, it's going to contaminate as a complete intact person because of the flesh. Now, chasa basa, let's say the flesh is missing, but the bone's not missing. So if nishal love kedei lalas arucha b'chayiv, if it has enough flesh that if it was on a living person, the flesh would regenerate, mitamba kemeshalm, then it will contaminate like a complete dead person. But if it doesn't have enough of the flesh, so then it's like all other bones of a dead person which does not have flesh, which Ram is going to explain in the next parak, which there's two categories of the limbs you have from a living person. So we said that if it has basagid matzamais, so it's going to be tami, whatever the size of the limb is, by touch, and carrying an oil. Now, we said if it's missing from the flesh, but there's remaining enough that it could regenerate on a limb that wasn't attached, so it's going to be magmasa oil. If it does not remain that a measurement, so it says it's going to be magmasa benawar oil. Now, let's say it's missing part of the bone, then even though it has kazayis basa, that's not going to be at all. That was all Eber Menachai. Now, Eber Menames, which is the halacha we just said now, so if there is basa gidmatamais, it's going to be magmasa oil. If it's missing from the flesh, but remained the kezayis, so, and even though it's not enough to regenerate, but it's going to be maga and masa oil. Let's say it's not even the kezayis of flesh, then it's going to be maga masa but not oil. Let's say missing from the bone, and it doesn't have a kezayis of basar, then it's going to be maga masa but not oil, even though it does not have this kezayis of basar. Halacha hey. Depending on the salacha of the basar, so the marrow in the bone, we were saying before about if it has enough flesh to regenerate, what actually creates the regeneration that the flesh should grow back is actually the marrow that's inside the bone. Lafikach, therefore, kulis hames. So regarding the hip bone that's round of a dead person, and it's a bone that's closed off on its two ends, if inside of that bone has marrow that it could regenerate, so that is like a complete dead person. Now, because that was the concept of regeneration for that bone. But let's say inside there was marrow that was shaky, that was flowing around, not in its stationary place. If it has olive size of the marrow, it will contaminate by oil. Although the bone is sealed off on all sides, but tumah b'kas v'oil b'kas v'yiredes, the tumah bursts forth and goes up, and bursts forth and goes down, like will be explained later on, Perek Zayin. Because the marrow is like meat, like flesh for all its halachas, and therefore, like we said in the previous halacha, if it has a kezayis of basar, it's going to be metame, so the same thing applies to the marrow. Halacha vav, ha'ever v'habasa hamotul dolim ba'adam. Let's say you have a limb and flesh that is hanging from a person, where it cannot heal and reattach in its place. So, although it cannot go back and heal, the flesh is tahar, because ultimately it's from a living person. But the limb contaminates, because like we said, that's halacha of a limb from a living person, in contrast to basar from the chai is not metami. And the in metami shem even the mace, and it does not contaminate, meaning even when the person dies, as a limb from a dead person, because it was already detached when he was still alive. Now, what's the halachic difference between a limb from a living person and a limb from a dead person? It's even in the chai, we're going to limb from a living person, the flesh that detaches from that, and the bone that detaches from that is tar mar tar. But the limb from a dead person, the flesh and the bone that detaches from it, is like what's detaching from an intact corpse. And they contaminate according to their measurements, which we're going to explain later on. Whether it's a limb from a living person, whether a limb from a dead person, again, like we said, the limbs themselves, the organ, they don't have a minimum measurement. Now, regarding this idea of the ivarm, so the Rambam explains to us the number of limbs that are in a person's body. Amr Chacham, the sages said, Mosayim Shemayin Rabom Ivarm Yesh Be'esh. A man, a male, has 248 limbs, Kol Echem Echemhem, each one of them, Basa Begidim Be'etzim, has flesh, ligaments, and bone. And Ve'ena Shanaim in the Minyan, and teeth are not from that count. Ubisha, and by a woman, by a female, is Mosayim Be'echem Be'chemishim, is 251, where she has more in of her organs, reproductive organs. Kol Eiv Mehem, every limb of them, Shepedish Kibriyasai, that if it detached, intact, with its Basa Gidim Atzamais, Be'emenachai Be'enemenes, whether from a living person, whether from a dead person, oil will contaminate with magma of oil, like we spoke about regarding Ivarm, except for the three extra limbs that there are by a woman, because it says Odm Kiyam as well, which has to be for all people, men and women, where those three extra ones by the woman, Shein Matam Oil, they will not have the halach of Odm Kiyam as well, of the Tumas Oil. And Vachin Etzbi Yaseira, so too if there's an extra finger, Sheishba Etzim, where it has bone, Ve'imat Tsipar, but it does not have a fingernail. So it depends. Im Nispres Al Gabayat, if it's counted with on the hand, which it's equal to the order of the other fingers. So then it will be counted towards the number of the majority of the limbs, which we'll see there's important halachas regarding its Rav Evam. But the men ain't in the spare sagabi, but let's say it's not in the same place as the other finger, it's not counted on the top of the hand. Then it contaminates this aver, this extra finger, well, through maga and masa, but emitambel does not contaminate through oil. And the tumasim never said, man, this whole tumah is actually rabbinic. Now if I had a fingernail, then it's like all of the limbs. Now, why were the geizer tuma on a finger that's not counted with the other fingers that there are? That's gezer mishum and nesperes. That's because of gezer, because of one that will be counted with the other ones. Now, so then, if you're saying that that's why we said it's going to be magamasa, and that's rabbinic, so why don't you make it a tuma oil like we mentioned before, that it does not have tumas oil when it's not counted with the other fingers? Aslaheka, they made a sign, kedeladia, so that one should know that its tumah is only rabbinic as a gezer, because if it is counted with the other fingers. Now, why do we need to know the difference? That it's only rabbinic, not biblical. So that if, let's say, truma kachem touch it and becomes tumah, you shouldn't burn it because it's forbidden to burn kachem. You only have to do if it's tumah, but it's biblically, it's not tumah, it's only rabbinically, and therefore you have to leave it and you cannot burn it. That's an important discrepancy if it's biblical or rabbinic. Well, the rest continues regarding the bones of a dead person. The bones of a dead person, of a corpse that doesn't have flesh in it. So in the Karasban Tsuris Ad Samais, so if let's say you could still recognize the form of the bones, meaning it didn't decompose yet, it'll contaminate through touch, carrying, and oil like an intact corpse. Because I call on them this idea of, like it says in the Pasig, Ashiiga b'meis oy be'etzem adam oy be'kaver, that it's going to have the halacha of etzem adam. Says Rambam, what are the bones that will contaminate like a dead person? It's specifically Hashidra, the backbone, the spine, Bakugailas, the skull, the Rei Binyane, and or the majority of the structure of the person, the Rei Binyane, and the majority of, which we said the significance before, the majority of the number of limbs that a person has. As Rambam explains, each one. Hashidra Ketzad. What's the case of the spine? Shidra Shishlema, if you have an intact spine, Harei Kimeshal, that's like a complete dead person, which we said has certain halachas. If it's missing even one of the 18 vertebrae that are in the spine, then the spine becomes like all other bones. What's the halacha of the skull? If you have an intact skull, so then that's like a dead person. But if it's missing like a Roman coin of silver, then in the Mishnaic times, if it's missing that size, again, then the skull's like all other bones. If there are small holes, Kulam and Stubborn, like I said, they will all combine if it has a share of a Sela, again, to invalidate it from the Tum of a Mess. Kol Binyan Shel Adam Hu, the entire structure of the human is Shtei HaShekayim, the two shins, Vayirichayim and the hips, Vatzlois and the ribs, Vashedra and the spine. Now, V'Roi Binyan Shel Mes, and the majority of the structure of the dead person, Harei Kimei Shalom, that will also have the Locha like a complete intact corpse. Ketzer HaSo, so as long as you have kugin shtei shoyke b'yorich achas, if you have two shins and one hip, that's the majority. Now, but you're missing from the majority of the structure, even a little bit, I think kashar tzumas, again, that's also going to be like all the other bones. So what's the case of the majority of the number of limbs? So reg minyat tzumas is the majority of the number of bones. So for example, let's say there were 125 bones here in this place. So that's like an intact dead person because there's 248. 150 is, 125 is already the majority. But let's say let's say there's 124. Oh, so that's not the majority. So it's going to be like all other bones. Now, even though this person was yesebevav, well, had more limbs, like chasubevav had less limbs, we don't pay attention to him. Rather, according to the number of the majority of every person, unless if it was a finger that had a extra finger that had a fingernail, always together with all the other fingers, then actually it will be counted towards the number. We're going to have to calculate according to the majority of the limbs that he had, like we explain in Halacha Zayin. Halacha Tes. Now, regarding all other bones, does not the majority of the number of limbs. Not the majority of the structure of the person. Not intact skull, a spine. Not a complete skull. So if it had a quarter of a kav of bones, then it will also have a tumah as a dead person. But maga masa oil in the three ways. But it was less than a raiva b'kav. I feel etzem gesayra. Then as long as it has at least the bone the size of a barley corn, matam b'maga masa contaminate through touch and by carrying. But vein matam oil will not contaminate. Well, oil that's only by a, like we say, mei shalom or something that's the equivalent of a mei shalom. Halacha yot hoye etzem echad. If there was one bone, I feel yesh by raiva. Even if that one bone has a quarter of a kav, that is a matam b'maga masa. It's only contaminated by touch and by carrying. But vein matam oil is not contaminated in oil, even though we just said before, when you have a bunch of bones and it has reva kav, it will be, but if it's one bone, it will not have tumas oil. Tumas etzem echad, the tum of one bone, halacha mepi hashmu, is halacha from tradition. Lefi shlema, because it says in the pasuk, al hanegeya be'etzem, and he who touches the bone, lam mepi hashmu, which this comes to teach from tradition, that fil etzem kisayra, that even the bone the size of a barley corn, mitam b'maga masa, just says whoever touches the bone, will contaminate by touch and by carrying. Now, Ulfisher Tumas Halacha, now since its Tumah is Halacha Meshmasina, I read the entire that gives it a biblical status, but let me never say from it, not from rabbinic law or even from rabbinic Jewish. Halacha Yid Aleph, Mace, a dead person, Sherkibat Mace Bakever, if his bones had decomposed in the grave, but not Sardakiv, it became like this dust. So, Maloichav Nai Mace Sardakiv, two handfuls of this dust, is metamba b'masav oil kames, will contaminate by being carried or in the same oil like a dead person. But v'in metamba b'maga, even though that's the lowest of the levels of the forms of tumah, it will not contaminate through touch. The fishy ef shal liga b'kul, because you can't touch the whole rekiv, because these are small little pieces and you're not touching them all. Shari in the gufach, it's not one entity. And therefore, v'il liga b'mayim, even if you need it with water, in the chibah, that's not going to be considered as if it's connected and attached. And therefore, you can't have maga because you can't touch the whole thing at one time. Lachid Beis continues regarding the laws as applies to dam, to blood. Dam hameis, metamik hameis. So we spoke about the bones, we spoke about the flesh. The blood of a dead person, metamik hameis, also contaminates like a dead person. B'maga, b'masav oil, in these three ways, Shemak says in the Pasuk, b'nefesh adam. And if someone comes to me from the soul of the person, v'nemet, there's a Pasuk in the Rav that says, ki adam ho nefesh, because the blood is the soul. So therefore, the tumah of the nefesh adam is through the blood. Now we come to show you how much of the measurement of the tumah is revius, as long as it's revius of a leg of dam. Now, if a tam says adam, even the blood that congeals, that's left over around the that congealed, it is like a liquid that oozes out and has some reddish color. That what comes as called tam sadam, because like it's like squeezed out from the blood. Even that, because manchish by admumis, as long as it has a red color, metam boil mes will also contaminate in the oil of as the oil of a mess. Halacha yigimel dam hachai. Now the blood of a living person. I feel a dam nachi. Even the blood that where he was stabbed. Hariz a tar kozman shul chay. So that's actually going to be tar as long as he's alive. Now, nesarev hadam shiyotze men b'achrein nesomech lamisav. Let's say the blood that came out of him towards the end, close to the time that he was dying. If that got mixed, im adam shiyotze men achar shemes, with the blood that came out with him after he was already dead, v'chol hatarei b'sreviyas. Now, the whole mixture of these two bloods is reviyas. Ve'en yedua kama yotze mechayim v'kama yotze achar mesav. It's not known how much blood came out when he was still alive, how much came out after he had already died. I feel like chatzar v'is mechayim v'chetz achamisa, even if half the v'is is when he was alive and half came out when he was dead. Here is a nikkur dam tevusa. This is called the steeped blood. And it's going to contaminate in the three ways. That tuma is rabbinic. Harug shoyimutal al mita. Someone that was murdered, that was laying on a bed. The dami menatav kishu chai. And his blood was dripping out when he was still alive. The yod leguman that was going into a pit. Umes, and then he died. But he had dami menatav achar moisai, and the blood was still dripping out after he died. The yod leguman was going to the same pit. Had he called a dam shabatar, so all that blood that's over there is going to be tar. Why? Because every single drop that, as the first ones keep on coming out, already nullified in the blood that came out when he was still alive. The blood when he's alive is not tummy. And each is dripping, they're already going to be bottled in what's there, and they keep on being bottled, and each one's being nullified. Now, let's say only a reveal of blood came out of him. Now, it's not known if all of it when he was alive and all of it was after he died. And he's a sveik tumma, kashar sveik, so that's going to be a doubt of tumma, like all of the doubts, because if it's from when he was alive, it's tahar. After he died, it's tummy. Therefore, has halachas of any sveik tumma. If you touch it in the private domain, which they would say sveik tumma, b'shas yochad, it's tummy, so he's tummy. If it's in the public, then tahar is going to be tahar, like, well, you explain in its place, in halachas davar tumma, perk to zayin, and on. Lech tezvav. Regarding a mess, discuss that of a kever, regarding that of a grave. A kever, the grave, calls mancha tumba teichai, as long as the tumma, which is the dead person, is inside of it, or whatever element of the dead person is inside of it, metabem b'magav oil kames, it's going to contaminate in the three ways of touch and oil, actually in the two ways, in touch and oil kames, like a dead person, which that's dinter, that's biblical law. Shulmak says in the pasim midbar, oy b'meis, or in the dead person, about some odim in the bone of a person, oy b'kover, or in the grave. And ve'echen anageya b'gagash al kever, and whether if someone touched in the roof of the grave, or in the gibbuk silver, touched the walls. As long as it was built, was sawsome and sealed. And then subsequently, it's going to contaminate all of it by touch, or by leaning over it, or some element of oil. Avol hamamid keilam oyvonim. But let's say someone put vessels, or stones, or things like that on the side of the dead person. And then he covered it on the top, also became oyvonim keizman, with vessels, or stones, or things like that. So that covering that's placed on the top is nikur gail, that's called in halacha gail. Veilatz dadn, and these things in the side, hamamidin mesa gail, that support the gail, shonishna aleim, that it's leaning on them, nikurim, they're called daifik. Ushneim, and these two, hagail oya daifik, metam b'magba oil kakover, they're going to contaminate, yes, by touch and by oil like a grave, but v'tumasim, they're saving their tumas on the rabbinic, vein metam masa, and like we said, these things will not have the tumma of masa. Now, therefore, imgar ha-goyel mechavon, but someone, let's say, drags the goyel, which the covering of the grave, with ropes, achakiza by zameis, until it covers the dead person. Igraro yishmotim alameis, or he drags it and he pulls it off from what was on top of the dead person. Ishigar ha-daifik, or let's say, pulls off the side ones, achahemel la ba-goyel, until you put the goyel on top of them. Ishmotim mechavon tazagal, or let's say, pull it away with ropes from beneath the goyel. It's a term. The person who dragged it is in mitahar, because that's the halacha of masa, which we said it doesn't have. It only has maga or has oil. With vam shaseichum masa daifik, and the things that support the daifik, vim the krum daifik daifik, and they're called the supporters of the supporters, at the time, they're going to be taught that does not have the halacha as the daifik itself. Halacha design discusses that of related to a grave, which is besa pras and eretz amim, which both of them have elements of concern regarding graves. So sadush and nechresh bakeva, if you have a field that a grave was plowed over, now the bones of the dead person are lost over here in the dust of this earth. So here on the crest, that area is called Beis HaPras, which Pras means of broken, which the bones are concerned to be broken and scattered throughout over here. So the dust of this field contaminates by touch and by carrying. Because it might have a bone the size of a barley corn, which is contaminated through maga and masa. But any matam oil does not contaminate oil, because that has to have a lot more than just the size of a barley corn. So to all the lands of the nations of the world, of chutzlaretz, afarin matam b'maga masa, their dust of their earth contaminates by touch and by carrying. And they had something because of the bones, because they're not careful regarding their graves, regarding where they bury people, where dead people are. But the tumas b'saprasim, these tumas of the b'saprasim and the chutzlaretz, they're from rabbinical law, like we'll explain later on, and Parak Tes, Halachid Beis.